Yorkton. It was in February after literally years of talking about the need for a new clubhouse at Deer Park Golf Course, the city is finally moving ahead with the project to build a new facility. At its regular meeting, Yorkton Council voted to proceed with the project with an overall cost of $7.6 million. At the October 25, 2021 regular council meeting, council approved a budget for the Deer Park Clubhouse replacement project, which includes water and sewer servicing, and further provided direction to proceed to tender and bring bids back to a future council meeting. The total budget estimate included demolition, construction, contents, furniture, paving, temporary accommodations for operations, consulting, contingency and PST, reported Renee Richard, Director of Engineering and Asset Management with the city at the February meeting. The clubhouse construction was eventually tendered, with five bids being received. All five bids were complete, and the bid received from NL Construction was deemed to be best value as it met all criteria, was the lowest submitted total bid, and indicated a satisfactory completion date, said Richard. The NL tender was for $5,839,245 excluding taxes. A tender was also offered for the work to supply water and sewer servicing to the new clubhouse. Four bids were complete, and the bid received from Castle Oilfield Construction was deemed to be best value as it met all criteria and was the lowest submitted bid, said Richard. The Castle Oilfield tender was for $715,705. Councillor Chris Wyatt questioned whether the work would include a tie-in to allow serving townhouses or condominiums, which have been talked about for the course. Richard assured that is included in the design. To get this project through to the tender phase, June 2020 to date, costs have been ongoing to provide the feasibility study and design and tender for the clubhouse building, as well as exploration of options, design and tender for the water and sewer services, in addition to geotechnical report, environmental, hydrovac services, etc., added Richard. Those costs have been $339,051. Funding is scheduled to come from the new REC facility reserve account. The levy generates $1,150,000 annually. Count. Quinn Hader was initially concerned if the expenditure would negatively affect work required to keep two arena ice surfaces operating in the city. City manager Lonnie Call said the ice surface requirements were still in the 2022-23 capital budget plans for the city. Count. Darcy Zaharia asked about the course's ability to return dollars on the money spent. While the course does not generate a profit, Call said it has the best return among city-owned recreation facilities, at about 80%. Mayor Mitch Hipsley said he believes in the project. This is about attracting people and industry to Yorkton, he said, adding it is an investment being made without an increase in taxes to fund it. In my mind, it's nothing but positive gains.